This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast. Surrender your life to Christ. Repent and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin, for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Lord and Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ website at gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestap and his wife Jean have written over 50 Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com, and our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospel2africa. We have links to African language Bibles at our Facebook page, and again, that is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. People in the Bible put the most important question to Jesus quite directly. In Luke 18, it was, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" That was Luke 18:18. And then in Acts 16, another man said to the Apostle Paul, "What must I do to be saved?" That's Acts 16:30. First, let me share the context of the passage in Luke 18. A religious leader asked Jesus, "Good teacher, what must I do to get eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? Only God is good. And you know His commands. You must not commit adultery. You must not murder anyone. You must not steal. You must not tell lies about others. You must respect your father and mother." But the leader said, "I have obeyed all these commands since I was a boy." When Jesus heard this, He said to that leader, "But there is still one thing you need to do. Sell everything you have and give the money to those who are poor. You will have riches in heaven. Then come and follow me." But when the man heard Jesus tell him to give away his money, he was sad. He did not want to do this because he was very rich. When Jesus saw that the man was sad, He said, "It will be very hard for rich people to enter the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God." When the people heard this, they said, "Then who can be saved?" Jesus answered, "God can do things that are not possible for people to do." Now, let me give you some background information on the reaction of the people in that time period. There was a viewpoint then that if you were rich, you must also be holy and righteous because only God gives the ability to get rich, and God would only give this to a holy person. So, people at that time thought if you were poor, it must be because you are bad and God is refusing to bless you with material goods. At that time, they then equated money with holiness and salvation. This, of course, is untrue. God saves by His grace through our faith in Jesus Christ, not because of how good or how rich we are. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9 confirms this. It reads, "I mean that you have been saved by grace because you believed. You did not save yourselves. It was a gift from God. You are not saved by the things you have done, so there is nothing to boast about." All right, now I want to look at the passage in Acts chapter 16 where Paul and Silas were put into jail for expelling a demon from a girl. Their time in jail led to the salvation of their jailer. Here is how that story reads in Acts chapter 16, starting in verse 16. "One day we were going to the place for prayer, and a servant girl met us. She had a spirit in her that gave her the power to tell what would happen in the future. By doing this, she earned a lot of money for the men who owned her. She started following Paul and the rest of us around. She kept shouting, 'These men are servants of the Most High God. They are telling you how you can be saved.' She continued doing this for many days. This bothered Paul, so he turned and said to the spirit, 'By the power of Jesus Christ, I command you to come out of her.' Immediately, the spirit came out. When the men who owned the servant girl saw this, they realized that they could no longer use her to make money. So they grabbed Paul and Silas and dragged them to the police square to meet with the authorities. They brought Paul and Silas before the Roman officials and said, 'These men are Jews, and they are making trouble in our city. They are telling people to do things that are not right for us as Romans to do.' The whole crowd turned against Paul and Silas. The officials tore the clothes off both men and ordered that they be beaten with rods. They were beaten severely and thrown into jail. The officials told the jailer, 'Guard them very carefully.' When the jailer heard this special order, he put Paul and Silas far inside the jail and bound their feet between large blocks of wood called stocks. About midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing songs to God. The other prisoners were listening to them. Suddenly, there was an earthquake so strong that it shook the foundation of the jail. All the doors of the jail opened and the chains on all the prisoners fell off. The jailer woke up and saw that the jail doors were open. He thought that the prisoners had already escaped, so he got his sword and was ready to kill himself. But Paul shouted, 'Do not hurt yourself. We are all here.' The jailer told someone to bring a light. Then he ran inside and, shaking with fear, fell down in front of Paul and Silas. Then he brought them outside and said, 'Men, what must I do to be saved?' They said to him, 'Believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved.' So Paul and Silas told the message of the Lord to the jailer and all the people who lived in his house. It was late at night, but the jailer took Paul and Silas and washed their wounds. Then the jailer and all his people were baptized. After this, the jailer took Paul and Silas home and gave them some food. All the people were very happy because they now believed in God." So I think it is interesting to see the very different responses of Jesus and Paul to what was essentially the same question. Consider these two stories we have just covered in our broadcast today. Jesus, knowing the self-righteous mindset of the rich young ruler, told him to obey the commandments. The man only thought he was righteous. Jesus knew that materialism and greed were preventing the man from truly seeking salvation. The man first needed to understand that he was a sinner in need of a Savior. Paul, recognizing that the Philippian jailer was ready to be saved, declared, Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved. The jailer believed, and his family followed him in accepting Jesus as Savior. So, listener friend, what have you done with Jesus? Ignored him? Dismissed him? Tried to explain him away? Or will you place your complete trust in Jesus as your Lord and Savior? In John chapter 6, Jesus asked the 12 apostles, "Do you want to leave me too?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, where else would we go? You have the words that give eternal life. We believe in you. We know that you are the Holy One from God." I am going to pray for each of you right now, friends, and I do ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask you to send your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith you give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with you, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this radio program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people, everywhere. We so enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs, and we have internet links to African Language Bibles on our Facebook page. And our Facebook page is found at facebook.com/gospel2africa. Our main website address is gospel2africa.com. I will repeat that address again in a moment in the event you were not able to write it down just then. We enjoy reading your letters of how these radio talks affect your life. So if you have comments or questions about anything I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com. And that is gospeltoafrica.com. Again, our Facebook page is facebook.com/gospeltoafrica. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I leave you today with this text from Acts chapter 4, verse 12. Jesus is the only one who can save people. His name is the only power in the world that has been given to save anyone. We must be saved through him.